The Wisconsin branches of Amnesty International and the National Organization of Women are pushing for a similar bill this year, along with two other groups. In recent years, there has been at least one incident of a guard in a Wisconsin jail pressuring an inmate to have sex. That was in Waukesha County. Angela Rose of Wisconsin Now says even supposedly consensual relations between an inmate and a corrections officer are wrong.
Behind the prison walls, there can be no consent because the guard or whoever else, I mean, they determine all the privileges that you have. They determine whether you eat a meal. They determine whether you go outside. And the power hierarchy structure is so intense that even if, you know, they don't scream no, or even if a weapon is not used, that's still assault.
Last session, the Department of Corrections supported the bill. Department spokesperson Bill Clausius says sex between inmates and guards is very rare. Although it's not illegal right now, he says the department does treat it seriously.
The correctional officer involved in a consensual sexual situation with an inmate is disciplined. Sometimes that leads to dismissal for the inmate, because sexual contact not allowed in a prison setting is disciplined as well.
Clausius says he hasn't heard of guards from his department pressuring inmates into sexual relations. He says what's been more common is male inmates manipulating female corrections workers into it. Both Clausius and Rose say the budget crisis will make the bill harder to pass this year because it would add more felons to overcrowded prisons. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.